Blind Cool Tech, December 30, 2005.
Blind Cool Tech, the show where life,
hey y'all,
technology,
hello,
and blindness,
hello, is anyone here? I can't see anything.
Comes together.
Please welcome your host, Larry Skukan.
Hey y'all, how you doing? I'm Larry Skukan. And Happy New Year to... Right. Yeah, if you left a branch there on the step, I've been trimming bushes. I'm on the way to a brief day at work, by the way. And just wanted to take this opportunity to reflect on the year a little bit and to marvel actually at the phenomenon of podcasting in general and Blind Cool Tech in particular. I think we've really hit upon something that's interesting to people with all these submissions from everyone and all the variety of things, obviously, as we've spoken about several times. But it's hard to believe that really Blind Cool Tech just started in June 1st, I think, was the first one. And I certainly couldn't have predicted what this would become, and I really am looking forward to what this can be, particularly in the, well, the content, of course, is obviously crucial, because if you don't have some content that anyone wants to listen to, it's not going to be of any good to anybody. But once you have the content, just think about the distribution models. And what I'm talking about there is, just imagine a few scenarios. For instance, I think Adam Curry has actually talked about this on his podcast, but what if you had a model where you could subscribe to an RSS feed and actually reply to it? So it would be almost like an email with audio. Now, that, you know, that would be appropriate for some kinds of casts. And not others, it would be abuse, of course. But there's lots of variations on that idea. The one Adam was talking about, whew, this hill, was one where, say you had a university situation and the professor would post the lectures or supplemental material to an RSS feed that each of the students would subscribe to. So, some really interesting possibilities. One that I'm looking at too is one where, you know, we've got a situation here where like Mary and Lynette both have their own RSS feeds, but they would also like to put their podcasts onto Blind Cool Tech. So I've been experimenting a little bit with a model that would incorporate a few feeds into one. And one other thing I'd love to do too is make the submission process a bit more straightforward. So if you're a new person to podcasting, you could just go to the web page and hit the upload button, and the form would we'd actually just take your file, and if it had the ID3 tags in it, you'd be through. If it didn't, it would, you know, get some more information like the description, author, and so forth. That's one of the problems I've had a couple of times is identifying a person's name. So if they just send me an email that doesn't have the spelling of their name, you know, there's various situations. So this would eliminate all that. So, in reflection, it's been just that aspect of 2005 has been, well, like I said, phenomenal. It's hard to believe. Well, I apologize too for not getting more feedback shows out to you guys and more just general discussion. One of the emails I got recently was from, yeah, I want to say this guy was in North Carolina, asking about, you know, he was interested in the relationships topic that's been going around, that has been discussed on BCT, and I was wondering if there was, you know, some way for blind people to meet other blind people, especially in his area. So I thought we'd post that email on our next feedback show and just see what you guys think about that. Well, I have really been busy the last couple weeks. Actually, I haven't been working this week, but at least at APH, really been doing a lot of yard work. Went and, oh my gosh, I need to tell you my wood story, I guess. It was Saturday morning, about the middle of December. Got up early like I always do, and one of the first emails I got was my gas and electric bill. Well, it was $432, which is almost twice the highest it's ever been. Twice as high as the previous highest. And it really was not that cold. Well, went immediately decided that something needed to be done, and I began looking into wood stoves, or various alternative forms of heat, and went ahead and actually removed the gas logs and the pipe from my fireplace and started using that, just, you know, realizing that most of the heat from the fireplace goes out the chimney, but just kind of to get an idea of what kind of hassle it would be to use wood all the time and some usage statistics, because, you know, I'm thinking, well, if I'm going to spend $300 a month on wood, might not be worth the hassle just to save a few bucks. And I still don't have the answer to that. I know around here they charge $65 a rick, which is a...
Good morning.
Hey there. Which is a stack that's 4 feet tall and 8 feet long. I think it's half a cord. But anyway, I don't know how well that's burning yet because it was wet when I got it. But one of the things I've discovered as I've been researching this is, man, that is some nice heat. I love the constancy and the intensity of that wood heat. Downfalls are, yeah, it's dirty. It's a lot of work. I think it'll be a little less work in a with the fireplace insert, because you know, you don't have to be so worried about leaving logs in there overnight or putting a log or two in before you go to work, you know, just so you'll have some coals when you get home. Because actually, at least with the material I had, that first day I spent, you know, I actually turned the thermostat down and just used wood for a few days while I was home. Just like I said, just to get the experience. And man, that first day, I swear I spent 2 hours messing with it. I did go to work that first day. Well, actually, yeah, I've got going to work a few days since then. Never mind that. Okay, sorry. But anyway, I spent about an hour getting that thing started that morning. And then another hour when I got home from work. And, well, the house was at 52 degrees when I got home. And it took it about 2 hours to get up to 65. So, there's some pitfalls. Now, that wouldn't have been as bad with a fireplace insert either. I like this idea so much, I thought, well, why don't I just hook this into the main heating system? And I've found out since then that you certainly can do that. They've even got units that will burn from either natural gas or wood. In fact, you can put wood in the hopper, and if it's there, it'll light it and use it. If not, it'll use gas. That would be an ideal way to go. Problem is, those things are expensive. And I don't actually know how good they are. It's hard to get a reading on the web.
Morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Great. Probably noticed there's not a lot of traffic out this morning. And I swear when school's not in session, the traffic is at least half what it normally is. Also looked into wood pellet stoves. And these are kind of an interesting concept. You buy these processed pellets that are made from sawdust and wood particles and so forth. Because you buy them by the ton. And you put them in the stove, and the neat thing about these is they're kind of no fuss. You just put them in there, and these stoves require electricity, but they'll ignite the pellets and supposedly give you about 12 hours worth per load. But I hadn't really been reading a lot of good reviews on those. One of the problems is, you know, the demand for the pellets sort of a, it's not as widely available a source as just wood is. So I don't know, the jury's still out on this. I know the one thing we did do that Saturday was went to Home Depot and bought weather stripping. Actually removed every door in the house and put weather stripping along the bottom and in anywhere where it needed it on the sides. The windows actually were okay. Got storm windows. I think this is the original windows in the house, but they're actually pretty tight with storm windows on there anyway. And I think that actually made a significant difference. We'll see how bad the bill is this time. But I know before you could actually sit on the couch, which is directly across from the small stairwell that goes up to the part of my house above the garage, just like 5 or 6 steps there. But anyway, you could feel a breeze coming down through there. So we got that all tightened up, and it actually feels tighter in there. So like I say, it'll be interesting to get the bill on that. When I went and, oh man, I've really been doing all kinds of yard work and work on the house, put some new faucets in the sink upstairs. My daughter's boyfriend actually got us one of these rain shower heads for Christmas. That's a huge shower head. It's like, might not be a foot in diameter, but it's pretty big. And the idea is you just stand under it, and it's like standing in the rain or a waterfall or something. So really looking forward to trying that out. Turns out I need to get a different pipe coming out of my wall, but shouldn't be a big deal. So what about next year? Man, you know, besides podcasting this year, it really has been a good one. We've had a lot of neat successes at APH. In general, in the global terms of accessibility, I think this has been one of the most significant years in access to textbooks with the NIMAS legislation and establishment of the center. There's been a lot of interesting developments too with the accessibility to the Macintosh operating system, the release of VoiceOver. I think Scott Howell is going to try to give us a good flavor of that system. He seems to be pretty enamored with it. Just been some, you know, the release of MobileSpeak, I think, was a significant milestone in terms of accessibility. So we look forward to more of this kind of innovation in 2006. Let's see, what else has been happening? Oh, I've got to take Freddy back up to the canine ophthalmologist in Cincinnati next week. Get his eyes examined. So that should be interesting. I All right. Well, if I don't talk to you guys before the end of the year, I really want to wish you the best new year. And it's going to be hard to top 2005. You know, some years you have good ones, some you have bad ones. Actually, knock on wood, haven't had a bad year for quite some time. Thank God. But, you know, let's hope 2006 is even better than 05. You know, there's new years can be, you know, when you evaluate your year, you always have to take into account your personal situation. I really feel grateful that I get to have little Mars living in the house with me, watching her grow up, so I'm excited about that. I actually just found out too that my second daughter, Danielle, just found out she's pregnant. Yeah. She's already got two girls. In fact, they just got in last night. At least I haven't talked to them yet. They drove up from Arkansas yesterday for the holidays. A little bit after Christmas, but we're going to try to have our Christmas with them probably New Year's Eve. So I'm going to have fun joking with her that it'll be kind of neat to be able to say I've got four daughters and four granddaughters now. Because she's sure they're going to have a boy. But I'm sure they're not. All right. Well, again, I want to thank you for listening, and you guys take care, and Happy New Year.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.